بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the Noble Quran, chapter 2. We are at 143. We didn't finish 143. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Thus we have made you, true Muslims, a wasat, a just and best nation, that you be witnesses over mankind, and the messenger be a witness over you. And we made the Qibla, which is the place where one faces or directs his face towards in Salah, and we made the Qibla, which you used to face only to test those who followed the messenger from those who would turn on their heels, meaning disobey the messenger. Indeed, it was a great and heavy, except for those whom Allah guided, and Allah would never make your iman, meaning faith, in this respect it means the prayers, to be lost, meaning your prayers offered towards Jerusalem, before redirecting the Qibla to Mecca. Truly Allah is full of kindness and the most merciful towards mankind. We reached the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah would never make your faith to be lost. This statement, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ, and Allah would never, this is impossible to occur, utmost impossibility, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your faith to be lost. This is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses, like in Surah Yasin 36:40. لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all float each in an orbit. This is utmost impossibility for the sun to overtake the moon. And this is also like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 92. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. But it is not suitable for the majesty of the most beneficent Allah that he should beget a son or offspring or children. Utmost impossibility. And also like the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنَامُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَن يَنَامُ. And it's not suitable for him to sleep. This is meaning, it means impossible, utmost impossibility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let the faith to be lost without reward. And what is the faith here? The faith means their prayers towards Bayt al-Maqdis, their prayers towards Bayt al-Maqdis, towards Jerusalem. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ directed his face towards Jerusalem after he came to Medina for 16 or 17 months, right after he came to Medina. He was directing his face towards Jerusalem. We said 16 or 17, okay? Two narrations. And Allah would never make your faith to be lost. That is, your prayers offered towards Jerusalem. And there is a very important benefit here in saying that the prayers is faith. And this will come when we discuss the points of benefit, inshallah ta'ala. So those who died before redirecting the Qibla towards Mecca, Allah will keep their reward for their prayers. Also, this also covers those who remained alive when the redirecting took place and who obeyed and redirected their faces to Mecca. Some of the people of Tafsir said that the reason for the revelation of this verse is that it took place in response to the Jews when they said that those of you who directed themselves towards Jerusalem in prayers lost their salah. They are not going to be rewarded for that. So Allah revealed this verse. Then the next statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah will never make your faith to be lost, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Truly Allah is full of kindness, رَؤُوف, رَحِيم, most merciful towards mankind. The people of knowledge say that الرَّأْفَة, kindness, is the most intense of mercy. So it is a particular mercy. And the Rahim, meaning most merciful, qualified with mercy. Now the points of benefit. First point of benefit, making clear the merits of this ummah. Allah guided this ummah, making clear the merits of this ummah. Allah guided this ummah to direct its face towards the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for mankind on earth. And this was a source of jealousy. Rather, it was a source of envy to the Jews when this took place, the redirecting of the Qibla from Jerusalem to Mecca. Redirecting the Qibla, the face, the place where one faces while in prayers. That this was a source of envy to the Jews when this redirecting took place. And also, they are envious concerning the day of Friday, which Allah bestowed on this ummah. And similarly, our saying behind the imam in the prayers, Ameen. And this is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, these matters. And the narration revolves around one narrator in terms of its authenticity or inauthenticity. Some of the scholars considered him unreliable. And Imam Ahmad considered him reliable. What's important now is to remember that the facing to the house of Allah, directing our faces to the house of Allah in Mecca, is a source of envy to the Jews. Because the Kaaba was the first house put for mankind. and the greatest house put for mankind on earth. And there is no house on the face of earth where people go to and consider to be one of the pillars of Islam except the Kaaba. And that's why the Jews envied us for it, and they made a big roar for the redirecting of the Qibla from Jerusalem to Mecca. And they would be mushriks, the pagans then, made of this a major issue, until even, or to the degree that some, and we seek refuge in Allah from this, doubted because of the beautification, the deceiving beautification of the Jews to them. They doubted and they said, how come yesterday the Prophet and his companions were directing themselves to Jerusalem, and then the next day they direct themselves to Mecca? And some of those became apostate. Second benefit, the merit of excellence of this Ummah over all nations, because Allah described them as wasat, just and best. Wasat, just and best. Being just, Allah made them witnesses over all nations. And being witnesses, their testimony therefore is acceptable to Allah. So this Ummah, if it is upright on the religion of Allah, meaning following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will be a witness and its testimony will be accepted and it will be a real and true nation. And from this therefore we come to know another benefit, that justice means to be upright on the religion of Allah. Justice means to be upright on the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the benefits is that this Ummah testifies over all nations on the day of resurrection. Because Allah said, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you will be witnesses over mankind. And this covers this life and the hereafter. So when people will be gathered on the day of resurrection, and the messengers will be asked, did you proclaim, did you convey, they will answer yes. Then the nations will be asked, were you informed? They would say, no one came to us as a warner nor as the bringer of glad tidings. No one came to us. So it will be said to the messenger, meaning not to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to the messenger sent to these nations, to these respective nations, من يشهد لك, who is going to be witness for you? The messenger will answer, محمد وأمته, Muhammad and his nation. They will be asked to testify, and they will. And thus, they will be witnesses over mankind in this life and the hereafter. Now, if someone comes to ask the question, How could it be that it will give a testimony while this Ummah didn't see these nations before? The answer, this Ummah heard the news of the one whose information is more truthful than physical examining, and that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who doesn't speak of his own desires but rather inspired.